Thank you. It's been a couple of weeks now since I suggested that the Occupy protesters had made their point, had focused public attention on the egregious behavior of the ruling classes, and that it was now time to move past the campouts and the marches to more productive and effective forms of activism, like developing candidates for office who share their views and organizing behind them. I didn't expect anyone to take my advice, and sure enough, they haven't, with what appears to be disastrous results. Over those past few weeks, the surprisingly high levels of public support for the Occupy movement's complaint have started to collapse, with the most recent polls showing more people viewing the Tea Party favorably than the Occupiers. The sight of police removing Occupy encampments across the country has done nothing to slow that decline. And I can assure you that every person stuck in the horrible traffic jam caused by last night's rush hour march by the occupiers and their labor allies down at North Station, who might have been sympathetic to the movement before, no longer is. I continue to admire the earnestness of some of the protesters I've talked with, and definitely do not quarrel with their general concern over the direction our country's headed in. But at some point, where does earnestness and commitment end, and narcissism and selfishness begin? You are furious with oligarchs who've made it clear they do not care how their money-grubbing damages the community and the lives of others. How exactly is that different from monopolizing public spaces, draining off scarce public resources, damaging businesses, and carelessly disrupting the lives of others? Answer, it isn't different. The ends don't justify the means. That's how the 1% justify their gross behavior. So here's my question for the occupiers. Have you become what you say you hate?